This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Wilson Center at Cape Fear Community College has a program that's been running for a year now called Broadway for a Better World. The way it works is nonprofit organizations can apply for free tickets to performances at the Wilson Center. The granting process is administered by Rhonda Bellamy, the executive director of the Arts Council of Wilmington. I asked Rhonda how people attending performances can change the world. She has her own experience on that front.
You know, when I moved to North Carolina, and I was one of my mother's five children and had a very difficult time adjusting. And she knew that and got me tickets to see a touring show of an off-Broadway production at that time that totally changed the trajectory that I was on. I mean, I dropped out of school. I was running away. It was just a very traumatic time for me. And it was through this theater experience that she provided just for me that I finally got it together. I started seeing something bigger than myself. I saw the different roles that went into putting on a production, whether you're on stage or behind the scenes, what have you. And it was just a very pivotal time for me. And it's my hope through Broadway for a Better World that there are other kids who might be going through similar challenges who find themselves through this vessel, through this medium.
Broadway for a Better World actually sat on the shelf of my office about a year and a half before the Wilson Center was completed.
That's Shane Fernando, executive and artistic director of the Wilson Center. He was inspired to create this program when he saw similar models at theaters around the country.
We bring in world-class programming and national tours, and yes, those types of programs can be costly, but that should not be a barrier to those in our community who would like to experience those performances.
Performance tickets are granted mainly to nonprofits that serve youth, but up to 25% of the recipients can be adults.
Elder House brought a group in, and there was an 88-year-old man who was in the house. Audience had left. He was there crying in his seat, and he said this was the first time he'd ever seen music live in a theater. 88. No matter how old you are, there is new experience for you. And so that's one of those just very beautiful moments.
The deadline to apply for the next half-year cycle is January 14th. Rhonda says it's the simplest grant application in the world.
It's one pager that's filled out online. It's very, very simple. Because the application is so simple, we get them as soon as they come in. We collate them, look at them, look at what our priorities are. And again, they are primarily youth, but we also have granted to organizations serving seniors as well as those who are physically challenged. Once the application deadline is over, we sit the panel and the panel looks through all of the applications with those criteria in mind.
A very special announcement. We have a very generous anonymous donor who will be matching every gift up to $50,000 through the end of 2020. So $25,000 in 2019 will be matched, and $25,000 will be matched in 2020. So if there isn't a greater incentive, your gift automatically gets doubled when you give.
That's Shane Fernando and Rhonda Bellamy talking about Broadway for a Better World. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.